We have election coverage. You're listening to KHNS News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for joining us this evening. Tuesday's presidential election was mostly decided before polls even closed in Alaska. Most major news outlets began calling the race for President Barack Obama about 7:30 Alaska time. But while that race played out fairly quickly, the race for House District 34 has yet to be determined. Redistricting shook up representation for the Upper Lincolnel communities this year. Skagway, Haines, and Clequan no longer share state, Senate, or House representation. Skagway is now grouped with Juneau communities and is represented by Senator Dennis Egan, the only legislator who did not have to run for re-election this year in Alaska. Skagway is also represented now by Representative Beth Kurtula, who ran unopposed. But in Haines and Clequan, the races for House and Senate seats were closely watched and hard-fought. First, let's start with House District 34, which is still too close to call. Only 44 votes separate Republican State Representative Bill Thomas from Democratic challenger Jonathan Kreis Tompkins. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
44 is about the number of people it would take to fill every seat on a school bus. It is less than the number of players allowed on an NFL team. And in a legislative election, a 44-vote difference isn't enough to know anything.
We've been looking at the data and you know, probably 800 absentee ballots are yet to be counted, although I've heard all sorts of different numbers.
That is Jonathan Kreis Tompkins speaking to KCAW just before 11 o'clock on election night.
It's going to make a big impact. We put a real concerted effort into banking ballots early. I mean, my vote has not yet been counted. It's an early vote, and ditto for probably a majority of the people who are at our little election night party here at Worldwide Headquarters.
The next morning, Bill Thomas was having breakfast at the Bamboo Room in Haines with members of his staff. He told radio station KHNS that even if he wins the election, he's already lost some power in Juneau.
The chairmanship of the finance is gone. There's people ready up there picking my bones, so they all want it, so they're not going to wait for me. So I'll probably end up sitting in some committee starting all over again, you know, but and I won't have the stroke to get any big amounts of money for any big projects.
Thomas and Kreis Tompkins both ran intense campaigns, especially in the last couple weeks. The local newspapers were saturated with advertising, and mailers were sent to homes, some from the campaigns themselves and others from supporters. Scores of letters to the editor ran in support of both men, and they appeared together at public events in Sitka and Haines. Thomas leaned on his experience in Juneau, his chairmanship of the House Finance Committee, and his relationship with State Senator Bert Stedman, a powerful Sitka Republican who co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee. Kreis Tompkins made his presence known in Sitka and surrounding communities by showing up in person on front porches to talk to voters about the election.
And it was neighbors talking with neighbors, friends talking with friends. I knocked on multi-thousands of doors. And we just ran a real hard campaign, and it feels great.
Kreis Tompkins also ran many newspaper ads, including one the week before the election, featuring Juneau native elder Ethel Lund. She was shown posing with Kreis Tompkins and one of his campaign signs. Text below quoted her as saying, "I support Jonathan because of his integrity and sincerity, and because he has the new energy and fresh approach we need for the future." Lund later said publicly that her remarks were meant as encouragement for a new young candidate, not as an endorsement. Thomas says, regardless of the intent, it had an impact on his campaign.
Yeah, you send that out to the Native community, they're definitely going to turn around and say, hey, we got search executive director, former executive director, endorsing my opponent. 1,000 search employees in Sitka. Yeah, I think it made a difference, and we couldn't respond to it.
Now, both candidates find themselves waiting for absentee ballots to be counted. That has to happen within 15 days of the election. A recount is also a possibility. Tight races are not new to Thomas. When he first won his seat in 2004, results were so close that there was a recount. It left him with a 59-vote victory over Democrat Tim June, also of Haines.
And I won't be disappointed if I'm out. I can go back fishing, but I'm disappointed for the staff. I got sick staff. Disappointed for the district because as co-chair of finance, people just don't realize what stroke that has. They'll find out.
But it's just as likely the race could go the other way, and Kreis Tompkins could see his 44-vote lead evaporate.
Even absentee ballots were just swinging us the other way in a big way. I don't feel like we can lose. It's something we're really proud of, and I think it's because we just really focused on a grassroots approach, and I think that was reflected on Election Day.
House District 34 includes Sitka, Haines, Klukwan, Hoona, Cake, Angoon, Port Alexander, Pelican, and Elfin Cove. With reporting from Margaret Friedenauer at KHNS in Haines, this is Ed Ronco in Sitka.
Taking a closer look at the numbers from the Division of Elections, Thomas led Kreis Tompkins in votes in most communities. But Kreis Tompkins handily carried both Sitka precincts, where the most voters in the district reside. Thomas had a wide margin of support in the communities of Craig, Haines, Kasan, and Klukwan, and a smaller margin of support in Hoona, Heidelberg, Cake, and Metlakatla. Kreis Tompkins prevailed with more votes in Angoon, Pelican, and Port Alexander. Some early votes have already been counted, although those are almost evenly split between the two candidates. But like our report noted, it's unclear how many absentee and question ballots are yet to be counted. The race for Senate District Q has a clear winner, with Republican Bert Stedman easily winning his re-election bid. Locally, more people in Haines voted for Senator Kukesh than Senator Stedman, although that was reversed for the Mosquito Lake precinct, where Stedman received the majority support. Senator Kukesh netted all but four of the votes from Klukwan. Overall, local voter turnout was about average. Haines had about 44% turnout, Mosquito Lake 36%, and Klukwan 56% turnout. And even though Skagway did not have any locally contested races, the community had about 40% voter turnout on Tuesday. And Skagway correspondent Jim Devereaux talked with local voters about their views on the election.
Election Day polling in Skagway concluded at 8 p.m. on Tuesday with a turnout of 404 voters. Not many were willing to share their presidential vote publicly, but a few Skagway residents did lend their thoughts on who they voted for and why. National Park Service ranger and independent voter Jay Proetto found himself a bit conflicted with this year's frontrunner candidates.
Well, I was looking at social issues and economic issues, and looking at those, I was leaning toward Obama rather strongly. I was looking at preserving freedoms for women's right to choose, and I was looking at the public sector that I think is important in terms of social programs. And so I was struggling a little bit because I'm also interested in veterans and the security of our troops overseas and in situations over there, particularly Libya. I don't feel like I got explanation from the administration about what occurred there, and that led to some indecision on my part. But I finally did make my decision to vote for Barack Obama because I saw Romney coming across with a glibness and an attitude that I thought was not good for the country.
Independent voter and Mitt Romney supporter, United States Customs and Border Protection Officer Russell Davis, spoke not only of the issues that affect our nation, but the national issues that have a direct effect in Skagway as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is when it comes to all the certain things about the EPA rules and all these regulations. It has a lot to do with Skagway, especially now with our big tourism trade and the ships coming in here. I mean, I'm all for clean air and everything else, and they talk about pollutions and stuff. But just like the oil drilling, you know, we should open up as much drilling as that we can get the oil out. And another thing is that us as Alaska residents, we're not getting hardly any benefit. The PFD or whatever they call it is minute compared to what we should have. We should have the cheapest gas going. The oil is right here. We've got refineries where they shut down up here because they're underutilized. So we should have the advantage here. Why don't we have free gas? I'm talking about natural gas. There should be gas piped in here. Open up those pipelines. Bring them in. Let's do that, you know? And that's what I think.
Ultimately, Skagway residents lent the majority of their support to the Obama-Biden ticket, with 58% of the vote. For KHNS, this is Jim Devereaux in Skagway.
As for some numbers for the other communities, in-town Haines residents narrowly chose President Obama over Governor Romney, although more people at the Mosquito Lake precinct voted for Romney. Voters in Clutwan gave Obama a narrow edge over Romney. And U.S. Representative Don Young easily won the majority of votes in all three Chilkat Valley precincts and narrowly eked out Sharon Cisna among Skagway voters. As for other news in our area, we have several stories to bring you Thursday night. One of those is some news from the Skagway Assembly meeting last week, where the group discussed the ore dock condition survey in executive session. The Assembly decided to cordon off a portion of the ore dock that was deemed to be unsafe, according to that survey. We spoke to Mayor Stan Selmer about that situation, and we are still attempting to reach White Pass for their comments. And we'll bring you that story on Thursday evening. The Skagway Assembly has another regular meeting on Thursday evening beginning at 7 p.m. An agenda for that meeting is available online at skagway.org. Also Thursday evening, we'll review some of the actions taken at the Haines Assembly meeting Tuesday night. A quick update on one of the outcomes of that meeting. The Assembly voted to extend Borough Manager Mark Ernest's contract until June 2014, pending an evaluation and review of his contract. We'll bring you those stories and more on Thursday. And thanks to all those who joined us Tuesday evening, we brought you 7 hours of live coverage from our studio. We brought you live coverage from NPR, APRN, and did our best to bring you local results as they came in. I just wanted to say thank you to a few people for their help, including Program Director Amelia Nash, Adam Richard, and John Hagen in our Haines studio, and Jim Devereaux for bringing us news and reaction from Skagway. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for your support. You're listening to KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Clutwan.